All this month, the Dillingham School District will be closely tracking student attendance in an attempt to get an accurate enrollment count. The count is used to figure out the level of state funding. The importance of the count was discussed during last week's Dillingham School Board meeting by Superintendent Bill McLeod.
That's the important day-to-day count that we generate our enrollment for funding purposes. Right now, the enrollment is looking pretty healthy. I mean, crunched it at 497.4. It's a moving target, of course. We built the budget on 475, so if that number holds, that's a positive number for us.
Through the middle of last month, there were 237 students enrolled in the Dillingham Middle and High School, with another 218 enrolled in the elementary school. The MAP school enrollment was 28. During last week's meeting, school board president Bernina Vinois posed a question to the administration.
So there's been a lot of tragedies in the community. I was just wondering what kind of, if anything, do we have for students or have offered them?
It was reported that representatives with the Behavioral Health Department with the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation came into the schools four separate times in recent weeks to talk with area students. Danny Frazier is the assistant superintendent.
But we called mental health and asked them if they would be willing to come down, and they said, can we come down right now? And I mean, they were here and spent several hours the first day, and then we had a scheduled time on the preceding day.
Dillingham Elementary School principal Marilyn Rosine noted that the staff with the elementary school tried to offer support to impacted students.
Via the staff and just knowing which families were impacted, we just kind of kept an extra eye open, and we had space and just quiet available. We had a couple kids just kind of come in. We just said, just be there.
The next regular meeting of the Dillingham School Board will be October the 28th. However, the school board will be holding a work session on October 14th. It's anticipated the board will hold a special meeting prior to that work session to swear in the two new members of the board that were elected during the recent municipal election. Former Dillingham Mayor Chris Napoli was elected to a one-year term on the board, and local court clerk Tanya O'Connor won a three-year term by mounting a successful write-in campaign for a seat that didn't feature a declared candidate. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.